Hi everyone, I'm Dean.
And it's me, Haru.
And welcome to Indie Artist Interview number 5. Japan Top 10. All episodes in the Indie Artist Interview series will be released in its entirety, and full versions will be released for all listeners, regardless of whether they are a Patreon donor or not. Patreon donors, including Patreon-based donors, will continue to receive these episodes without any announcements and or ads. So how did your interview go?
So I interviewed with a Japanese indie band called N16. Hmm. And since all members of N16 are Japanese, we mostly talked in Japanese, to be honest. But I felt they are friendly and they have a good relationship.
Oh, great.
How about you, Dean?
So I spoke to one of the members of Puffy Shoes, who goes by the name of Usagi, which means rabbit, but we'll get onto that later. And she's part of a two-piece girl band with guitar and drums and vocals. And same thing, we spoke quite a bit in Japanese, but her English was also very good. So we had a good interview. We had a good time. We talked for a long time.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And I have some announcements for you. Are you an indie Japanese music artist that want to get featured on these episodes like this one? If you create Japanese music similar to the artist featured on this episode, please get in touch with our music director, Hayley, by sending her an email at hayley@jtop10.jp, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon donor. Start at just $1 a month and you'll not hear any announcements in this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Right, so let's get into the interviews. I interviewed one of the members of Puffy Shoes. Puffy Shoes meaning comfortable shoes, which is a band that was formed in 2009 in Chiba Prefecture. The group consists of Neko Meows and Usagi Pops. They define themselves as Tokyo punk-tinged, fuzzy, 60s-style pop rock. They're influenced by bands like Afuri Lampo, Shonen Knife, The Ronettes, and Vivian Girls. Now, Neko Meow's real name is Azumi Nakajima, and she is the drummer and singer and main songwriter. Usagi Hop's real name is Natsuko Watanabe, and she is the guitarist and singer. Neko gets her name because she loves cats, and Usagi was nicknamed by Neko because she likes bunnies, and she eats a little bit like a bunny rabbit, apparently. The band broke up in 2013, but they reunited in 2018. Their music has been defined as creative lo-fi in sound and artwork with a handmade touch to releases. We didn't mention this in the interview, but Usagi asked me to mention that they actually started off making videos. So their music was actually created for videos. So if you look on their YouTube channel, you'll see that their videos are very interesting, very funny. And the videos are all filmed and edited by Neko. So everything is done by the band. The artwork is also done by both of the band members. So they started off making videos and then they decided to create music for the videos. So it wasn't kind of the other way around where they were a band who wanted to make videos. The videos came first and then the music came afterwards. But I had a really good time talking to Usagi from Puffy Shoes. And here is the interview now. Hope you enjoy it. Japan Top 10. So today I have the great pleasure and honor to speak to Usagi from Puffy Shoes. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We'll just get straight into the questions.
Okay.
What or who inspired you to start making music?
the Neko, my drama, because I've never written any song before Buffy Studios. Neko-san は始める前から曲を書いてたんで、別のインスピレーションを持って書いてたんだと思います。
So, Neko started writing songs before you started writing, and she had her own inspiration, and you were inspired by her to start writing songs as well.
Yes.
Do you write songs together?
It depends. Neko writes lyrics. I don't write lyrics. Sometimes Neko also writes music. Sometimes I write music. I create together in studio.
It depends on the song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have your song topics changed over time?
I don't think so, but all lyrics is made by Neko.
Yeah.
I have to ask her about the expression though. But I think we always think about boys who like
all right.
it's the same, I think.
Boys.
Yeah. It is why I like the Puffy Shoots, because we got old, but we sing the same things.
So in your music, you stay young.
Yeah.
Even though you're getting old, your music keeps you young.
Yeah.
Listening to your music, you have that 1960s girl group. That kind of sound.
Mm.
And that music is very much about boys, isn't it?
Yeah.
It very much has that feeling.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most when you are creating music?
When chemistry happens.
Mm.
For example, sometimes I just write music and send them to my drama, and then she writes lyrics back.
Right.
She always makes the song transformed, and I never expect that. So this is the moment I love to create music.
That collaboration, when you can create something.
Yeah.
And you pass it on to someone else and they come back with something that you never expected, never even imagined. That's a nice feeling and it creates a nice energy in the band.
Yeah.
Chemistry is very important.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't stop creating something with her.
Do you have any moments in your music career that really shaped you as an artist?
We played at South by Southwest in United States.
Oh, wow.
And in 2011, 10 years ago. And 2011, that year is also the big earthquake hit Japan.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, I think, 4 days before a flight to US.
Wow.
So people here, including us, got very anxious. So we couldn't decide we should go or stay. Our entire families and friends in Japan. So if we run away and leave my homeland.
Yeah.
It was very hard to decide. But our friends' reaction is very opposite. My friends said, please go and play in US. It will be our hope.
It will give them hope if you go to America to play.
So I think that this is the first moment I recognize we are artists.
How was the experience of playing in America?
It was very different from Japan based, and people's reaction is very different because most Japanese people is very shy to react to the performer. Very quiet. But in US people get louder.
Yeah, very loud, yeah.
And then 人のリアクション直に、直に、ダイレクトに伝わった。
You felt their reaction directly.
Yeah.
And spontaneously at that moment.
Yeah.
I know what you mean because I've played in Japan.
Oh.
And when you're playing the song, everyone's sitting very quietly and listening. And then you finish the song and everyone goes, yay! And then you announce the next song and they sit quietly again. I'm from Australia. When you play in Australia, people are dancing, enjoying the music the whole time.
Yeah.
It's very different. It was a very strange feeling for me to play in Japan.
Those people there is very kind because when they recognize we are Japanese, they worry about the earthquake and then say like, your country is okay, your family is okay. Very kind, very touching.
Wow, an amazing experience and at a very difficult time for you as well with the earthquake.
Yeah.
So what has been your biggest challenge as a band?
I think personally, we make something to release or like something to show people is the big challenge. challenge every time because I think a priority is everyday life. So our situation is changing as we get old. Like I moved New York, she moved Sendai, and she have to attend some events for her kids, or I need to work in Tokyo or something. So every time the situation or the place we live is changed. So I feel every time we go back to zero.
So every time the situation changes,
yeah,
you feel like you're starting over again.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it refresh.
There are good things, but there are also not so good things about it. But one of the good things is that it refreshes you and you can start with a clean sheet of paper, if you like.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Said that it is very challenging for us, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Do you live in different cities now?
Yeah.
Neko is in Sendai.
Sendai. I live in Tokyo, and 3 years ago, she lives in Chiba and I live in New York. We need contact via email or something online. So it was, yeah. But we made some music video even we don't live in the same city. It's possible.
I guess it's like people are doing now, making remote videos.
Yeah, firstly, yeah.
But you were doing it first.
Very first, 3 years ago.
That would be very challenging to live in different cities and different countries and make music.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our first song and we're going to play I'm Sorry, Not Sorry from 2000.
Very young. Why did you do this?
Hayley chose it. Hayley's a big fan of yours.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so nice. She chose the song. I listened to the song. I love it. It's great. Can you tell me a little bit about how the song was made?
I think she brings the phrase, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. Yeah. And then she suddenly sings playing drums. Yeah. And then I start to play guitar. 歌に合わせてギターを弾き始めた。
So you started playing along to her singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the song was created.
Yeah, create together.
So we're going to listen to that now. I'm Sorry Not Sorry from 2009. If I can ask you, Usagi, who are your major influences?
It's hard to choose, but there is a lot. If I choose one, I think Moldy Peaches.
Oh, Moldy Peaches.
Yeah. When I lost, I listened to their music, and their music helps to create music.
Right.
The same generation's band, like Vivian Girls, Best Post, Mika Miko, Bleached, the same generation's band, is always inspiring.
If you were to choose three Japanese songs that have influenced you, what would they be?
It's a hard question for me. But there is many, many favorite songs in Japan. But one is Afrirampo.
Afrirampo, yes.
The song is Afrirampo by Afrirampo.
Oh, okay.
Because the beginning of Puffy Shoes, we often go to karaoke sing this song.
So just to explain to our listeners, Afrirampo is a band with a very similar setup to yours.
Yes.
Two girls, one on guitar, one on drums, is that right?
Yes.
It's similar to your band.
Yeah, and also they are first people who gave us the chance to play on the stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2009, I think.
Yeah.
So before they asked us to join their shows, we didn't play any instrumental. I often play guitar though, but she never played drum.
Oh wow.
その話が決まって彼女はドラムを始めました。
So when you were asked to play on stage, you were asked by Afrirampo?
Yeah.
Neko started the drums from then?
Yes. We are very hungry to make something new.
Yeah.
We just go to studio but play nothing. But we shoot videos. Like,
okay.
We playing iTunes and dancing or something like that.
Right.
Neko sent videos to Afrirampo. Then they replied us.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They saw your videos and then they said, do you want to perform? And then you said, okay, let's start a band.
Let's start practice the instrument.
All right, let's start practicing. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, I think it's impossible.
Yes, it sounds like an impossible story. It sounds like something from a drama or from a manga. Do you have any other songs?
Kururi.
Oh, Kururi. Oh, I love Kururi.
Kururi no Bara no Hana.
Bara no Hana.
I think that song is from 2000 or something. That song reminds me when I'm a teenager. Always I listen to this song. Modotte kuru.
It all comes back to you.
Yeah, so that's why I choose this one. And last one. Hosono Haruomi no Koi wa Momoiro. This is from the album Hosono House. I think that song sounds very Japanese. I like his lyrics for this song.
Just for our listeners, Haruomi Hosono is probably best known outside of Japan as being a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra, which was one of the early techno-pop bands. In fact, I think they actually came up with the name techno-pop. Oh, that's very nice, very different choices as well. You have already collaborated with a number of other groups, including Afrirampo, but if you could collaborate with any other artist in the whole world, who would you choose?
There's many artists I would like to collaborate, but I'd like to collaborate with the same generation band I talking about, like Vivian Girls and Mac DeMarco. Or my drummer told me about Korean rock band. Their sound is very interesting. We are very interested in Korean rock scene right now.
Right.
I think we would like to collaborate with some Korean band or some Asian band, like Taiwan. Korean rock band sounds a little bit similar to Japanese. We can't understand what they say, but it sounds very comfortable for some reason. So, mysterious.
It feels mysterious to you, so it's something that you feel that you would like to explore musically.
Yeah.
You had a focus on an audience outside of Japan pretty early on in the band's history. Was it always an ambition of yours to go global?
We started in 2009. It is when MySpace is very popular.
Oh, yeah.
It's most popular platform. So then we started to upload our songs on MySpace.
Yeah.
And then people around the world found us very easy. We singing in English. So we thought we don't have to just stay in Japan. でも私たちはそこまで考えてなかった。そんなに深く考えずに、バンバンやっ、マイスペースで。
So you didn't really think about it all that much?
Yeah, we just posted on MySpace and on YouTube. そしたら、たまたま話しかけてくれた人たちが日本じゃなかった。
Okay, so the people who first noticed you weren't in Japan, they were from other countries.
Yeah.
Can I ask, why did you choose to sing in English?
She writes the both, Japanese lyrics and English lyrics. Very first album, we have a Japanese song, like two songs. Very beginning, we sing both, Japanese and English. But I felt English is more close to...her world. And then I told her about it.
So you felt that it was more attractive to sing in English.
Mm.
So you told her that maybe to go down the road of writing English lyrics more than Japanese lyrics.
Yeah.
And that has given you an international audience. Including Japan Top 10. What was your favorite performance to date up until now?
I think it's South by Southwest.2011. It's a very special experience for us. And also, we were able to see many bands from other countries. Also, we got very inspiration from during the show.
Wonderful experience.
Mm.
How have you been coping with the past year, 2020, coming into 2021?
2020 is just terrible for us. We are supposed to play 2 or 3 shows in spring.
Yeah.
We already make some products to sell in venue, like t-shirts or totes or a new album. But situation is very changed. And actually, we did nothing for 2020. It's like really stopped.
Yeah.
But the end of November, we had meeting online.
Yeah.
We got the plan to restart to make something like video for new songs, which we already recorded it.
So you've been recording during this?
Before pandemic. We already, we just have many tracks. Guitar で別々で撮ってあって、でもそれをまだくっつけてなかった。
So you've been mixing tracks and preparing them.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
For 2021, We have released an EP for Valentine's Day in 2020.
Oh, right. Yes, I saw that. You released it in February. Yes. Yes.
But because the pandemic, the old shows is cancelled and we lost many chance to sell the EP. So we decided we release Valentine's EP in February. And also we are thinking to sell some products like t-shirts or tote bag with songs. Because she lives in Sendai and...It's hard to come to Tokyo in this pandemic. So I think we can't play any show in 2021 as well. But I think we will focus to make video and music.
Very difficult times.
For everyone.
For everyone, yes, indeed. So what is your ultimate dream for your music career?
日本語でいいですか？
はい、いいですよ。
私だけの考えですけど、私の希望だけど、20代、30代今やってて、同じように40代、50代でもアルバムを1枚ずつぐらい、1、2枚出せれたらいいなって思ってます。めちゃくちゃ売れるっていうよりかは、自分たちの生活をしながら、この2人はどんなアルバムを作るんだろうっていうのを見てみたいんで、それはやりたい。それが夢です。
Okay, so I'll translate that. You've been making music throughout your 20s and your 30s, and you would like to continue and release at least one or two albums in your 40s through to your 50s and just keep continuing making music. And rather than becoming huge and selling lots of music, you would be happy to continue doing what you're doing in your everyday life and continuing to make music. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's good. So that is what I wanted to say.
Okay, great. We're coming towards the end of our interview now, but if you could leave one message for your fans and our listeners, what would it be?
For our fans. Thank you for being supportive and enjoying our music. And I think there's many people who didn't know us, but if you interested in, please check it out on Bandcamp and on YouTube. So we make our videos a lot. I read all comments and all reactions from our fans, and I'm very motivated.
And finally, where can people find your music? You mentioned YouTube.
YouTube and Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. And you're also on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, and Instagram. Great. Yes. So that's where you can find Puffy Shoes. And we're going to finish now with another song. And I think this is from your EP that you released at Valentine's. It's called I Might Be In Love.
Oh, yes. It's a new song.
Can you tell us something about how the song was created?
It is all made by Neko. She writes lyrics and songs. And so I add the chorus to improve the story.
I think it's a great song. We're going to let our listeners listen to it. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And we wish you and Neko well for 2021. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to hearing more of your music.
Oh.
So thank you very much to Usagi from Puffy Shoes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, Dean, do you know the meaning of N16?
No, I don't.
The meaning of N16 is the name of area in London.
Oh, right. Okay, yes.
Oh.
That's not very far away from me. I'm in N3.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Okay, so it's a postcode.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know that.
So, one of the members went to a pub in London. And the pub was located in N16, so they took the name N16 for the band name.
Wow.
I'd like to say thank you for N16 members because they prepared answers in English just for this interview. Although we talked in Japanese and English, but I edited it for English listeners. N16 の皆さんどうもありがとうございました。And please enjoy my interview. Here we go. Japan Top 10. Hi everyone, it's me, Haru. Today, I'm going to interview with a Japanese indie band, N16. There are four members. Ayako-san, who is the vocalist and bassist. Ita-san, who is the drummer. Yuka-san, who is the guitarist and chorus. And Aya-san, who is the guitarist and chorus. Now I'm with Ayako-san, Yuka-san, and Aya-san. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, we are N16. We were formed in 1996 and are based in Kyoto. At first, we are a three-piece band, but in 2009, the guitarist left and new guitarists Aya and Yuka joined.
And I'm Yuka. Hi, I play guitar and chorus.
Hello, I'm Aya Ishikawa. I live in Osaka. I play the guitar.
Our drummer, Sankichi Itakura, he can't come here now. Everyone calls him Ita-san. He plays drums. Our band was formed to perform at the opening event of the new live house. The band mate came from area name. The pub where our ex-guitarist and I went to see the headquarters live in London.
And what and who inspired you to start making music?
I was inspired by Japanese punk rock band, the Blue Hearts, when I was a junior high school student. I started to play bass when I was 17. I joined the university's music club and played bass and vocal in many bands, and I started making music by myself.
I saw an article about Ayako-chan looking for a guitarist on Mixi SNS and sent her a message.
It's Yuka speaking, and also kind of similar reason as Aya. When N16 was looking for a guitar and then happened to live in Kyoto, and then it welcomed me even. So I told them that, I will be like beginner guitarist forever, but that they welcomed me like that. So that's why.
And I have Ita-san's answer. Ita-san was in university music club, a friend of the university music club, and was thinking of forming a band with Ayako's friend, Misa, and she invited Ita-san to play drums.
And I'd like to know N16's musical style. Who are your major influences and what other artists inspired you to make music?
I'm mostly influenced by punk rock, especially 90s alternative rock bands, indie label bands like K Records and Kill Rock Stars and Riot Girls band. Also, I like 16s rock and roll music, like the Beatles.
I'm also inspired by the music like Dream Drash, Thriller Kinney, and Sex and Bikini Kill, or like, and my teenage punk club and Pastels and Fugazi, that kind of my 90s alternative indie rock, punk rock music, and that kind of, yeah, music.
Me too.
But yeah, that's how I met to Ayako-san and N16 at the time, right?
And it might be a similar question, but if you were to choose three Japanese songs that have inspired or influenced you, what would they be?
First, Ita-san's answer, Train Train by the Blue Hearts. And two, The World Tower by the Flippers Guitar. And three, Futari no Second Party. Minato Kaoru ga Kanda Sayaka ni deatta by Minato Kaoru from group Tamashii. Next, my choice. First, Aozora by the Blue Hearts. Two, I Feel Alright by the Playmates. Three, San by Gen Hoshino.
Hi, it's Yuka. It's so difficult to choose the three songs, but I think one of them would be Jūgo no Yoru kana by 尾崎豊と時代 by Nakajima Miyuki and also the band called Ring My Bell, which was that band is the my first experience to see the three girls doing a band by themselves in a super tiny local venue. And then I remember that they're kind of doing making a music and did their own songs, but I don't remember the song names because I don't have their cassette tape now. So, はい、that's it. Aya ちゃんは? How about Aya?
まず、散歩、隣のトトロ。
かわいいね。
あとは、ジュージュージュー。これは、ジャリンコチエ。ジャパニーズコミック。
ジャリンコチエか。
うん。ジュージュージュー、エンディングソング。とか、とか、秋山隆二。Ryuji Akiyama is Japanese comedy. He's so funny.
Oh!
Ah. Robot. From Robot.
From Robot. So funny.
Now let's take a listen to N16's song. This is Kawaii Anoko or Rebel Girl. What this song is about?
Kawaii Anoko means that cute girl. The song is a mashup arrangement with Rebel Girl of Bikini Kill. Yuka and Aya said it's similar to Rebel Girl's riff and came up with the idea. Why don't we combine it? So we arranged it for live performance.
I'm wondering, how do you create music? What is N16's songwriting process like?
I make most of N16 songs. Sometimes keyword comes to me and I make a song from it. And sometimes from a riff while playing the guitar or bass. Sometimes I wrote the lyrics first.But most of the time, I wrote the songs first. I'm not good at English, but I wrote most of the lyrics in English. The reason is that I like bands singing in English, but also because it's embarrassing for the person in front of me to understand the lyrics when singing in Japanese.
Is there any challenges when you write lyrics in English?
I'm not good at English. So I use dictionary. Recently, I use application.
When Ayako-san write the lyrics, then sometimes she asks me if it's okay English. Ne, by mail. She emailed me. Mm-hmm. But I think I always kind of say that like it's fine. Right? Nanka, because it's she wrote very simple English usually, and it's especially it's lyrics, so I think there's not really wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, grammar とか, I don't care that much. そんな感じだよね、いつも。なんか。And then she said that like she doesn't really use that word, something difficult, like some words that we never ever heard of.
And I'd like to ask your concerts, what was your favorite or best performance to date?
Ayako desu. The Korintaka band and we toured in Osaka, Nagoya, and Tokyo. The final day of the performance at Shibuya Onest, which was a very big venue for us. And I was very, very nervous. But I think it was a good live performance. It was December 2nd, 10 years ago.
2010?
Yuka-chan, dozo.
My first show as in 16 at the Save Koda, because that was first time, and it's, I was super super nervous, and then also, ne, すごい, that was,
Tanoshikatta
yo ne, at the first show,
Saisho,
ne, and then there are lots of friends coming and then supporting, and also the band, is organized the show is also our friends, so that was very. Super friendly and handmade show, and especially because of that venue is also that place, that kind of very special place for the scene, I guess.
Save Koda is in Kyoto University.
Yeah, that place is very kind of historical, kind of I think important place as history, especially my music scene and also kind of political.
And unfortunately, the current situation would be the biggest challenge for N16, but how has the pandemic affected you and your work?
First, Aya-chan.
Corona のあれ?
Aya is a nurse.
I'm a nurse. It's very hard to prevent infection. We have to take off and put on protective clothing every time we enter the patient room. We have to be careful not to be a vector of infection. Due to the COVID-19, we feel sorry that patients can't meet their family, friends, and partners.
Before Corona, I was feeling well. And was absent from band activities. Yuka and Aya were busy going to school and taking a break from band activities. We planned to record a song for a compilation of German label, but we couldn't because Corona. I was disappointed that I couldn't get together. I'm getting better by little, so I'm trying to write songs even when the band is absent. We participate in domestic and international competitions, challenge releases and distribution on YouTube and Bandcamp, and do activities that can be done at home. And I bought a lot of records, CDs and cassettes in this year. I bought a lot since I was a student.
Personally, I feel boring and lonely, and it's difficult to feel free to go far away and hard to see friends and family. But when I refrained from working in the springtime, I had more free time, so I was so happy and indeed work out.
Are you able to meet in person?
We can't join. Aya lives in Osaka. Itta-san and Yuka live in Kyoto, and I live in Mie.
Far away.
I was looking forward to this meeting with I can talk with members.
Let's play another song. This is one of the N16's English song, Bed In. What this song is about?
Bed In is a simple rock and roll song with lyrics that have several meanings. The meaning of I want to jump into bed and sleep, and I was inspired by the action of Bed In for peace activities by Yoko Ono and John Lennon. And I tried to write a little bit sexy lyrics.
And what are the plans for the future? What do you hope to achieve in the next couple of years?
I hope I can work in a band when Corona, everyone's work and my physical condition are calm. I want to make songs by little by little.
I hope that we can get together sometime and then do some music together soon.
I want to get together and play the music.
I miss you guys.
Miss you guys.
Oh, yeah, I miss you too.
And where can people find you?
We are having a long breaks, but we do Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Our homepage also has an online CD shop. Recently, we put on all the demo tapes, sound source on Bandcamp. So we'd be happy if you could listen to it.
And last but not least, if you could leave one message for your fans and our listeners, what would it be?
Yuka-chan,
どうぞ。 最後に一言です。Thank you for listening for our two songs in this program. then,
私も言うね。We don't know when we will restart, but please listen to the sound source if you like.いつ再開できるかまだ分かんないですけど、よかったら音源とか聞いてみたり、ホームページとか見てください。あちゃん。
If we play live, please come, please come. please come でお願いします。
日本語でここは、最後は。日本語もどうぞ。あのね、最後のここは日本の人に向けても、日本語で言う。
あ、じゃあいいの？あ、じゃあ、あの、来てください、ライブもしする時があったら
予定はないけど、
予定はないけど、そうしたいと思ってます。でも本当に練習してない、
してないね。
あ、してライブもしする時は本当にあの来てもらって、一緒になんかこう同じ空間で音楽を楽しむっていうことがもう最近あんまないじゃないですか、だからそういうのがもしまたできるようになったら、自分たちだけじゃないし、くて他のバンドの人たちもの音楽とかも一緒にこう楽しめるようになったらいいなと思います。
ねえ、ほんとね、バカ騒ぎしたいね。
ほんまに
難しいなぁ、止まっちゃうよ。
ねえ、一人で YouTube よ。
そうだよ。
ねえ。ダンシングインマイベッドルームオンリーマイセルフよね。
本当に、うん、リアルライフそれ。
Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'm glad that you are able to meet remotely in this interview. And I hope you'll be able to resume the band activity as soon as possible. And please stay safe and have a great year in 2021. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I really enjoyed talking to Usagi from Puffy Shoes. As you could hear from the interview, they're a two-piece band. There's only two members in the band, but they both live in different cities. And at one point, they were actually living in different countries. And over the years, they've still managed to continue creating, working together. The music is...And the lyrics are created by both of them, as is the artwork. So it's a real collaborative effort. As a musician myself, I was really actually inspired by their story and their creative process. How about you?
Actually, this interview was the first time to meet up for N60 members after the coronavirus spread, and they haven't seen each other in person for a year due to the COVID-19. And one of the members is working as a nurse.She talked a little bit about her experience during the interview. And since they live in another, like, different prefectures in Japan, mostly Kansai area, so like, they cannot meet each other, and also they cannot practice or perform their songs.
Yeah, it's a difficult time for musicians all over the world, or all performing artists.
Yes. And Japan never experienced lockdown.But from January 8th, like Tokyo and like Kanto area will be in the state of emergency. So the number of confirmed cases are increasing every single day, and I feel scared about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we all have to stay safe. follow the rules.
Yeah. Yes.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider becoming a Patreon donor at jtop10.jp/club, starting at $1 a month, and support our podcast. In the next episode, Haru and I will join you guys in a week's time to talk all about the J beauty industry in our latest cultures episode. That sounds really interesting, Haru.
Please stay tuned.
Yes, can't miss that one. Looking forward to it. Well, thank you for joining us for our indie artist interview, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thanks, Haru. Nice to see you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dean. Stay safe.
Stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Japan.